Hello, everybody. Welcome to the House of Laird Mons. We always will receive a double helping of justice and truth. Come on in. Sheesh, so glad to have you with us tonight. We're doing Flashback Friday, I guess. Across my little peanut brain, we're going to talk about tonight and things that's in the news. I want you to think about participating in the show because it's your show. Call up if you'd like to say something to talk about the issues. We'll try to put you on. The thing is, don't wait till the last minute to do so because, of course, odds are we might not be able to do that for you. So here we are dealing with our situation here and trying to deal with the new year. We already had a mass shooting. We have problems still in the Middle East that has boiled over to Israel and Netanyahu receiving condemnation as to how do they think they can get away with committing war crimes. Also, President Biden now is being told, do you not know that you are complacent in that? And he's saying, well, I guess so. To simply say, well, be careful. As I keep saying, don't be sorry. Be careful. Don't be either of those things. If you were for peace, how many people do you think you need to kill up? Weeks to come, we'll deal with this a little bit more, give you facts and so forth, because this is nothing new in the Middle East, nothing new with Israel. They are thinking now that Israel is planning to make a permanent police force in Gaza by the IDF or whatever, and they believe it's their job. They don't think that it's the United Nations peacekeeping force's job. It's their job to go into another sovereign area and say, we're going to control you. As I said, that they're pulling troops out. I like to see them put those troops right back in the West Bank where they are having Israeli citizens going and murdering Arab citizens, whether with Hamas or Houthi or whatever, to say, well, we're going to kill you because this is our land. This is what these people have said. They don't want you to come up with any quote for Hamas, you know, from the valley to the sea or whatever. Then they get mad and say it's racist. But you got Israelis that state that they plan to keep the West Bank because that belongs to us, even though they know that it does not. So we'll see in the days to come. There are some things going on like in Iowa. I told you at the beginning of the new year about copycat acts of terrorism, that if you right now have a city or a state that's in the news primarily, such as Colorado and Iowa, to be careful. All schools should have been told to really be ready for anything that may occur. Matter of fact, those schools should have electronic detection, metal detectors at the doors. We had them back in the 70s when I was advocating for that during gun safety back in my school. So I know that they could have probably at every high school and college in the United States. All the money that we pay billions to Ukraine and to Israel could pay the bill and pay for the upkeep and pay for the personnel to run those devices. But we're in everybody else's business. Ashish. So, of course, they had the mass shooting in Iowa of a school, just as I told you they would. I didn't know exactly what school, or would it be in a shopping mall, or would it be at a college, or would it be at a church, a synagogue, or temple. They have killed a rabbi. Not a rabbi, pardon me, an imam. Outside of his mosque. And I think that that's something they said that he's been attacked before. Should have been on the lookout. He should never have allowed anybody to get that close to him or whatever the situation was to do that damage. He wasn't a small guy. I watch my back. You don't approach me and give me the eye, because I've told you before, you give me the eye, I'm going to give you the stink eye right back. But if you around me, I'm going to watch you till you get out of sight. I don't trust you and don't like you just as much you don't trust or like me. So you just got to get that mindset. We live in a country full of hate and full of mistrust, racial disparity, religious disparity, problems where it comes to birth control, that this takes a special person that can weather those storms and not go crazy. Now, that young man accused of doing the shooting in Iowa, some of his friends said that he's been bullied. I don't know how much bullying can a guy that big, he looked kind of older than his age, 16. But for a guy like that, they showed him a few minutes before he did the attack. Evidently, he took his picture. They all want to be seen. They all want exposure. So they go on TikTok, they go on Instagram, and they go on Facebook, and they do murders and everything on Facebook Live. They don't have the knowledge of, I need to get away, so I ain't going to give you no more evidence to convict me or to put the finger on me. Like they'll say, yeah, come and get me, copper. Now, they almost go and sit in the copper's lap like sitting in Santa Claus' lap and say, here I am. Sheesh. What you want to do about it? So this young man had problems, and they should have been watching him. They should have gotten the bullying under control, and counselors and advisors talked to him, let him know that we're not going to let anybody bother you. If they do, they're not going to be here. Don't worry about it. But the situation is that this is what I warned you about. Today, the Supreme Court stated that it's going to hear the case of the election officials, I believe, in Colorado, saying that Trump is an insurrectionist and can't be on the ballot. I don't even know if it was heard by the lower courts yet, which means that it's premature, and mean that the major court, the Supreme Court, not of the state but of the federal government, should not even let anybody know what they felt about the issues. But they have already said that they will hear the case, I believe, in March. These are things that happen. If you listen to the House of Laird Amash, you always get that. You know, we spoke about the music industry, and especially during Christmas, when I told you about the young women singing a song and then insert prostitute. And when I mentioned that that kind of song is, it should be thrown out. They thought it was cute back in the 80s, whatever they sung it, 80s, 90s. It's not any longer. It makes them look like a fool. So they sung it during Thanksgiving, Macy's Parade, and they left out the word, but they didn't insert another word, which makes them look stupid. Why don't you just get rid of the song? If you're going to do the song, do it for special audiences and so forth. But now, you know, I told you that after I said that, on television, a group of carolers decided to take Have Yourself a Merry Christmas and take out Eskimos and put in something else. Now, all over the country, people are complaining about these words and lyrics, and they are replacing these words. Of course, they already have the clean and the dirty version, which to me didn't make sense, because it makes you have to pay more money for a record to do two versions of a record, so the dirty-minded people can be satisfied, and the clean-minded people can be satisfied. So now they're complaining about singers and dirty lyrics. Dirty lyrics didn't just start, but I made it where you just noticed it. Sheesh. That's the difference in when you come to the House of Laird Amash. You notice things that you been letting pass all your days, all your lives. And you saying, how could that get by me? My kids is running around singing these songs, and they're dirty and filthy songs, and singing in front of granny and in front of the preacher and so forth, a teacher. They get up and they sing the song, even at school assemblies. You know, I told you that for the Bud Billiken parade, they had the, of course, that's mostly black kids do that, but it's back to school for everybody. But one dance group they showed, and they were dancing to some song, and the singer was talking about cutting somebody's throat, and it was said. And I said, you mean they did not catch that in time? To say, you can't sing that song. You're just little kids. Even if you are college kids, we're not going to let you run around talking about slicing somebody's throat. That's how bad it's gotten. Plus the dancing, the censor was dancing from little kids, little girls, half naked in the street. This is what we think is normal. And there's nothing against it, that you're being prude. No, not being a prude. It's just saying that you 10, 11, 12 years old, you don't need to be running down the street in your panties and your bra, dropping it like it's hot. Sheesh. So they take these things that I've said, and now they're complaining. I point these things out to them, and they say, you know what? I just figured it out. Another one is Cat Williams. You know, I kid about Cat and talked about when I said things, I said I got the Cat Williams look on my face. Well, Cat is showing his behind now. I don't want him to get mad at me, but that's what he is. he's going around and talking about all of the comedians. I ain't getting in their business. They are, I don't know nothing about it. Steve Harvey, Ricky Smiley, Cedric the Entertainer, and so forth and so forth, that he's complaining about, and they complained about him. And I'm wondering, if I had not mentioned him, would he had turned up to say anything like that? But because I gave him that exposure, like I said, I give him exposure, then they take off. That was to be complimentary to him, where people hear it and they will want him for a movie part and so forth. Now he's a problem. How many people do you think are willing to hire him now? He's arguing with every other entertainer and their management group and production companies. You just got to pick your fight and pick your battles and know what you're doing. And I hope that I mentioning his name didn't get him to go out there and start messing around with folks saying, well, I made the big time. Mr. Larry is talking about me now. And he just like I said, all the stars I talk about, he got great potential. And he has shown that. But you can destroy that potential very quickly. I said the same thing about the other entertainers, such as Cardi B. And other ones I won't mention. They hurt their reputation. They hurt their careers. Going down to show that they're more gangster and mobster and then tell their personal business, well, I used to dope men that wanted to lay with me, so I take them to the hotel room and put a Mickey in their drink or whatever and go out with the wallet and the Rolexes and so forth. It's not necessary to tell people that type of stuff when you'd have made it already. Maybe after 20 years, you want to write your memoirs, you might want to tell it. But you don't need to tell it now in your heyday. So I'm thinking about, like I said, my management company. I think that I need to make the management company. I've made many of these people rich simply by opening my mouth like I did with Kat. But I would advise him, brother, pick your fights, pick your battles. Don't get to arguing over somebody said this and said that. Not unless they stole your material like they stole mine and always stand up for it. I don't mind that. And if I'm your agent, I will stand with you. But because you don't like this person, they don't like you, you're going to have a problem. So the House of Leonard Miles is really moving forward. You know, I told you Jehovah said that if I wanted, I could probably win the lottery, the Powerball. And there's every indication that that would have happened. And he said, but don't play and you'll be richer. Well, it shows that people are still following the House of Leonard Miles. Our audience is diverse. And you can't pay for that. That's something that no matter how much money you got, whether you got $800 million or $400 million or $1 million, if you got to pay people to like you, I'd rather keep the money in my pocket. That's why I say about being an owner of a professional sports team. I don't believe in paying somebody $100 million to play a kid's game. Now, I know they need to be compensated, but not that they're taking money that could be used for other things, and especially paying the other players on the team who are doing a good job also, but don't have the management. So they are being stiffed. All over this country, everybody is arguing and fighting each other. Athletes, fighting and suspension and hitting and hurting another one deliberately while playing, whether it's in the NBA or whatever. It doesn't pay. What are you gaining by having to set out 3 or 4 games and then lost over $1 million in fines? I ain't that mad at nobody, Ishish, that I'm going to give away $1 million in order to get back at you. They slap you or to trip you or to push you. Or I ain't put my hands on you. And I know if they think that, I'll move away from you. I got that much sense that I'm going to, I tell the ref, see, I'm over here. He over there. I didn't touch him. I'm trying to walk away from the situation. Because I like my paycheck. I don't want nobody to say that they go hold it up for 4 or 5 weeks to show me that they have control of me like a slave and a slave master. But they make you have to do things like this with some of the play that these men and women are doing in athletics. Maybe this year they'll get some sense. They'll start thinking. You got the one player, he's made a mistake, so he's already benched and getting ready to come back. They lost all the money. What do you think that he'll be benched before the season is over again? And for some stupid reason. Some reason that makes no sense. But hey, it is what it is. You listen to the House of Larry Lamont, where you always get the double help of the justice and truth. Sheesh. So I'm here trying to help you walk into 2024 with your head held high and not have to look behind your back at 2023. But if you make a lot of enemies and people who don't like you, you don't like them, you better watch your back. You know, they found out last year who shot Tupac, they thought. So he was charged with that. Somebody's always going to gun for you if you got it going on. As low as I am, they always want to try me. Somebody. And I'm trying to figure out, why don't you go on about your business? But I can be peaceful just as long as you don't put his hand on me. Ain't got no problems along that line. We have a situation in this country where tempers are at raw edge, and that's because of Donald Trump and Mecca. They've made situations where everybody's at the other one's throat. Were they talking about civil war? They take somebody like Nikki Haley, Governor Haley, and they're arguing about her. What's the reason why the civil war? It's a number of reasons. She shouldn't keep arguing about that case. Is somebody stupid enough to not have any sense to realize it's about a lot of things? Slavery was one of them. Now, you're fishing for a certain answer. Let's cut to the chase. You tell me the answer you want. Then we can discuss that component of it. See, that's how I would have dealt with it. They wouldn't have got me over no trick barrel. I would let them know right off the reel. You're fishing for some answer. You got an answer in your mind already. So why don't you tell it to me? Let's cut to the chase, and then I can deal with my views on that. He didn't want to say slavery because he's trying to catch you. He's not going to even say it. like I said, it's that gotcha moment. And that's now what they call it. I got you. See, I made you blink. I made you look. I made you look like a fool. No, he didn't. The guy that did that probably is not that bright anyway. But he thought that he could say some things that get her flustered and get her in trouble. By the way, the president of Harvard has resigned, as I said before, and says that a great deal of it deals with her plagiarism or alleged plagiarism with her doctorate thesis. I don't understand what is much of thoughts and theories, and you're supposed to come up with your own theory, that you write somebody else's theory, and almost word for word. So they say, well, you took that from somebody else. You are the dean or the president of a college, an Ivy League college, and you don't know how to give proper citation? Well, I don't think that you need to be president of any college, even a junior college. Because the first thing you'd know is if you quote or use information from any book or magazine or speech or so, you got to list that. I do that on this show. I say, well, I got something from CNN or ABC or CBS or NBC or whatever. So they can come back and say, well, that's ours. We did that legwork. They take my eyes and don't give any credit, though. Nobody's going to make them pay for it. Oh, but they sure would make me pay for it if I didn't. And then make me feel bad about it. See? We caught you in a lie, didn't we? Sheesh. Big storm coming up. Get ready. Get the supplies that you need in your house now. And not just toilet paper. Get you a bottle of water. Get your batteries for your flashlight. If you don't have a flashlight, get a flashlight. Don't worry about candles to burn your house down. Get a flashlight. More than one if you can, for different rooms, or one in every room where there's somebody, a bedroom. Somebody has a bedroom, especially, or office. So in case of a fire or whatever, they may be able to see their way out. Make sure you have your medicine cabinet full with aspirin and bandages and antacid and diarrhea medicine and all this that might happen, and you locked up for a weekend or locked up and you can't get out to go see a doctor or the emergency room, you can take care of yourself right there at the house. We now are giving you this information because we know that other people don't want you to have this information. They want you to be ignorant and fighting and arguing in the street. They laugh at Cat Williams. I mean, one after another post on Facebook is about Cat Williams and what he sold this and that. That's because they think that's funny. It's making more news than the shooting in Iowa with one death of a sixth grader. It's making more news than the cases of Trump being thrown off ballots. Why? Because people want, first of all, to be noticed. They want to be funny. That young man that allegedly did the shooting in Iowa above everything else, he want notoriety. He want people to notice him. He want people to like him and think that he's smart and so forth. The same face that he gave to the camera before he did, wasn't a camera of I'm bullied, wasn't the face that I'm tired and I'm afraid. It was just like, I'm posing for my endearing fans. Yeah, he put a look on his face like mother would say, butter would melt in his mouth type of look. And it, a strange thing, they had some girls there that could have been mixed, but looked like they were Hispanic or black. And they're saying, well, he's our friend. And I'm saying, okay, who then is not this guy's friend? If he got minority people his friends, is it white people not his friends? Is it the males that's not his friends? He's not an athlete, evidently, or a big man on campus that somebody's jealous of. But those shooters always seem, I have found out, and I said before, they get with those girls of color who will go out with them on a date or so one time, and then they feel that they're supposed to. So I don't know what actually might have happened, that they, the very ones talking, had some type of conversation with this young man, and he wants to know, do you want to go to the movie? No. You want to go to the dance? No. Something ticked him off. Like I said, I think that the Iowa News, and he wants to be a big man on campus, and a big man in the news, he's willing to even die to get that. It's worse than even a surfer that knows that it's shark-infested water. But they're going to roll out there in shark-infested water, seeing fins, thinking that they are vulnerable to a shark bite. They're not. And you see them when they lost limbs, or you see them where they have lost their life completely because they didn't respect the shark and respect the shark's territory. So there's a lot that can be done on so many realms, not simply on the fact that you got a young man who people are bullying. Do he really believe that himself, or is his action where people don't want to be around him? And if you had a friend, they would say, you know what? You could get more friends if you would stop talking about Star Wars, and unless this, people are interested in Star Wars, or start talking about Bigfoot, because people aren't interested in talking about Bigfoot. I'm just being frank. This is what I would advise him. If they want to talk about the basketball game or homecoming game, that's what you talk about. You leave that other till you get online with your buddies to talk about whether you think that Bigfoot exists or aliens exist. Or they come in, see you every now and then, and you've been in the spaceship and rode around and so forth. Okay. But that's not going with young girls in high school. They're going to look at you like you're crazy. Just simple talk that I don't know if he had a father or so that could say, and tell him that. Say, I'm going to show you how to be popular, or try to be popular. And three easy lessons. I hope it don't take five, because you ain't paying me, and I ain't looking for a career. And he probably think that's funny, if all outside laughing. that's how you deal with kids. I've been dealing with juvenile delinquents. I've been dealing with kids who in the foster family community. And here you got these around this country that's running into problems. Well, if you're interested in saying anything on what we've been talking about tonight, feel free to call up and talk and let us know what you think. Because this is your program. We're getting ready to do some major things here. I tell you that every year, and that's so. We made it now that podcasting is considered to be legitimate, whereas in the union, SAG and AFTRA. They know, they usually go on, well, how much have you earned? I don't think they should worry about how much you earn as how many hours have you devoted to it professionally. If you have a show that you do it every week, two times a week like this show and so forth, that should get you in the union to pay your dues so that you can eventually get legitimate action from the union. And other people that say, well, he got credentials, but you waiting for everybody to earn $10,000. That's not fair. See, that's why I said that those people should have been arguing those points about the union during the strike. They didn't. They let it go by that the people that were making $20 million a movie, and they do two or three movies a year to get $30 million a movie. And they don't get a chance to work at all. And if they work, they work in at $10,000 or $5,000 or even $100,000. But they ain't making no $20 million. So be careful, like I said again, this weekend, the storms headed this way. Don't go out if you don't need to go out. Be careful, especially going up and down hills, because your car slide and your brakes are not going to hold going down a major hill. I think they need to close down during a certain period of the winter. And I had to do that here. There was one hill. I didn't think that thing was that slick until I went down like a roller coaster. The sucker wouldn't stop. I just knew how to control it, the car, until I got down to the bottom. And I told him, say, I thought that the road was okay to go down. It's not. And when that happened more than once, they decided to put a barrier up there. Certain days, you can't go up and go down. You got to go around, which is not that bad. Not even 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. Different. But it's the difference between somebody maybe being hurt or lose their life and damage their property, and the road commission should know that anyway, to say that it should have been roped off until you got sand or salt or whatever down so that you can get traction. So be careful going over bridges, interstate many times may be slicker than any city. So be careful watch out for those big trucks, because they don't slow down for anybody. And if you're a trucker, you slow down. I ain't talking to you about you. But those who don't slow down and stop, buses also, you find them turned over in the ditch, jackknives over a bridge or something, because they were going too fast for the conditions of the road. Well, folks, it's a time running out. We're about ready to get up and get out of here on this Flashback Friday. We wanted to give you this information, just simple information today. Nothing major, not a main topic. We wanted you to think about what we're talking about. If you got a solution, let us know. The best solution I see is simply keep yourself out of those situations. Ashish. Get up from here, make me some vittles. Oh yeah, Mr. Larry always cooking. He said, you already cooking something. You already putting something on. Yes, Mr. Larry, go put something on. Make me a good little meal. Look at TV. Be careful for scams, too. They catch a lot of you folks who they scare. They don't scare me anytime. Talk about we're coming to get you because you owe money, or we're coming to get you because you did this and did that. Come on. Bye. They don't bother me like that. They bother you guys. I don't pick the phone up. They don't call me no more. The scammers don't even call my number any longer because I don't pick up the phone. I don't know your number. I don't know you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to know your opinion on nothing. Sheesh. So they have said, well, we wasted money and valuable time. Keep calling this guy and he ain't never going to pick up the phone. No. I'm not. I don't recognize your number. Don't know who you are. Had no business with you. You have no business talking to me. Send a letter. You want to communicate. I might just consider it junk mail and throw it out before opening it. But at least you got a chance. You ain't got no chance thinking I'm going to click on something and this is what they're telling you about how they get these people and get their password and get their account numbers and clean out all their funds, because they think somebody's their friend. They got their best interest at heart. You don't know me. You calling me, telling me about, we want to warn you, you're being scammed. So we're looking out for you. I know to watch out for a scammer, so you didn't need to contact me to tell me that. You're looking out for me? Look out, you didn't have to call me to tell me you're looking out. If I'm paying for a service, that's what you both been doing anyway. Yes, indeed. I want this to start snowing out there. I don't know. But we'll see what's going on this weekend. Coming up on Monday. Have a better week. Nobody's trying to beat the other person. People are trying to be kinder, gentler, more understanding. It's an easy thing to do. If they practice that over in Gaza and Israel, there'd be no more war right now. If they practice that in Ukraine, Russia, there would be no war right now. Wondering when will Russia, say, well, we have lost so much. We've done what we wanted to do. And we're gone. We're out. But when it's not him dying, talking about Vladimir Putin, little red Pootie Hood, little red Pootie Hood don't care about your life, the life of his generals and admirals and soldiers and sailors and airmen and the citizens that's being bombed by drones and so forth. And I don't understand why not. All these folks is in hot water. They're going to be in hot water for some time because they have not learned how to actually work for the betterment of the people. Putin and Kim were never taught that. Oh, by the way, Secretary Austin, Secretary of Defense, is said to have been in the hospital for a few days. And I believe that he's out now, they said. Said he had some complications from some medical procedure or something before. That's why I say not everything needs to be told. So during the time of war and so forth, the general public did not necessarily need to know that he was in the hospital. And that's a good hospital staff that kept that secret. They did not give that information to the press. You didn't see any photos that they took with their cell phone and so forth and put it on Instagram or so. Here's the Secretary of Defense eating this Jell-O. And sheesh. So everybody, we are interested in your well-being. We don't do no big thing up in here, but what we do it well. Top notch. Nobody complain about it. That's why I'm saying everybody listening to it. They're taking our advice, but they're not paying for it. They're not even acknowledging that they listen. But that's all right, because we know that you had to listen. I hope not to make too many stars this year, or people who I'm going to stop saying that somebody's qualified and somebody needs to be this and that, as I did last year. And the people let you down, as they do most years, unless you're paying me my 10%. I'm not going to build up your career and you have not even said thank you. So we are going to stay on the line this year and do our two shows a week. Hope that we don't have to come back and do more because Trump is acting up. Putin or Kim is acting up. Or some fool out there shooting up innocent people. I like to be able to just sit down and enjoy an evening and don't have to come back and do a special because numerous people are dead. And here this idiot, either he's dead or going to be in jail for decades because he's angry. They have not been taught to handle anger. The best way to handle anger is to not to get angry. I don't get angry that often. Don't let nothing bother me that much. As much as these people at me here, they don't get me angry. Because I know, as I told you, they're fools. You know, I told you that it's listed as the stupidest, second stupidest city in the state, citizen. I knew that in the first place. What's telling me anything different? So I'm all right with it. Hope I have a better year this year and don't have to put up with the stuff that I had to put up with from folks and stores and so forth. You're paying your money. That's one thing I hate. I paying my money and I got to take crap off you too. If you give me a discount, I take the crap. I be your straight man. You want me to be a straight man? You be the comedian? You can say all your stale jokes you want. You give me a $50 discount or whatever. Hey, I'm fine with it. I'm going to laugh with you too. Sheesh. But they don't give me anything. They want to take from me. As well as your pride, take your money. We can't do it that way. You got to have one or the other. So we're about ready to get up and get out of here. We'll go to 55 and then calls are that hasn't come through. We're not going to take any more calls or take any calls. They just found out that the color purple had homosexuality in it and had in it about racism and had in it about downing a black man. I was the first one to say that. That's the original color purple. Black men were shown to be no good until the very end of the movie. When Mr. Gave Celia and so forth those letters from her children in Africa. Other than that, they down black men as being evil or stupid, corrupt. That was the movie. You can point those facts out. To me, it's still an entertaining movie in a way. I can sit and watch it. I don't know about this new one. They say that it's even worse. So we're going to one with Fantasia in it. And Oprah again. Taraji P. Henson. We talked about the other day, The Flash was, I thought, probably one of the best films. Now they're saying The Flash is one of the best films. Everything we say, they pick up. I had never heard nobody say The Flash was a good film. But now they're saying that it's a good film. I think they said that it's the fourth liked superhero movie of 2023. And I haven't seen all of them. I think Ezra Miller should stay on as the Flash and they give him what assistance that he need. And if he needs to have somebody there with him, they pay for that. Your insurance should be able to pay for that so that he have someone there to take care of him, give him his medication or whatever. Make sure he's not backtracking. Like get somebody to want to get high with him, somebody that want to keep him sober and working. So we're going to get up and get out of here in a few. We're not taking any more calls now. Not taking any. Have to wait till Monday, and we'll be glad to take your calls then, even on what we're talking about tonight. God bless you and keep you. We want you to know when you listen to the House of Laird Lamont, you always get the help of helping the justice and truth. Everybody know that. They talk about it because it's facts. It's not just propaganda, and we're not trying to sell you anything. Ashish. That's not an infomercial. This is the facts of a good show that even the big boys listen to. Because it pays to listen to it. The information that you gleaned from here. We're going to continue to do that for you in 2024 as long as we can. And come back Monday and do our thing with you. Yep. I'm getting hungry. Y'all have them get on out of here. What y'all waiting around for? Huh? You're getting too comfortable there. Oh, you ain't got to go home, but you got to. Sheesh. You know, just having fun with you. You're always welcome in and stay as long as you want. Play it over again and play it a third time. Say the third time it's a charm. Let them all hear it. Turn it up to volume so they can hear it. And say, well, who is that man? I ain't one of them preachers that running around that you see on the internet trying to sell you Jesus or Allah or so, and they don't know him themselves. I'm trying to sell myself or present myself, nobody else. Your beliefs is your belief. And we can share beliefs up in here. Yes, indeed. So I want you all to determine that Mr. Larry is here for your own good and more than he is for his enrichment. Now, if that happens, I ain't mad. No. We're about ready to get up and get out of here. Yes, friends. You know, Pappy used to say, Reverend Cook said in Chicago, I don't care what you think about me, but I love you an awful lot. Sheesh.